Greetings and Godspeed, my brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us thank the Lord for another day, to be renewed together and to run the race together. For certainly we are bound together in His love. We are united in this race, running as one body, one faith, and one spirit toward the capstone of love. And it was James who told us that when we draw closer to Him, He will draw nearer to us. We see a beautiful picture of this in the story of the prodigal son, whose heart was activated again to go back to his father's house. His heart became activated to draw near, back to where he came from, back to himself. And in the book of Luke chapter 15, verse 17, that is what we see. We read, "And when he came to himself, he said, 'How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger?'" Amen. This prodigal son came to himself. He was quickened again. He realized and he saw that he was afar off to where he belonged. And when we come to ourselves, we will activate our first love. And we will activate our true self seated in heavenly places. We will be awakened and we will arise from the dust. Arise from the swine, arise from the world, and we will begin to draw near to our Father's house. When we come to ourselves, we become aligned with the will of God, and we will be connected with the morning star, which will give us the light to lead us back to where we come from. For we are not of this world, as the Lord Jesus was not of this world. He was of a greater world, a world without end. And that is where we are of. We are of the heart of God, where we came from. And only the heart of God is without end. We were in that heart as God thought of us. Before the foundation of the world, He knew us. And He loved us, and He saw us perfect, without spot or wrinkle. That was our perfect state, our perfect condition, our perfect rest. And that is why we must come to ourselves, and we must awake and see that where we are now is nothing compared to where we were before the foundation of the world, and where we are now is still in the world. We are still in the world, but not of the world. But the Father loved us, and He chose us, and He has given us His word to bring us back home. He has given us the word deep within us, the deep called our deep. And we came back to ourself, and we arose from the dust. And only when we are in the Spirit, we can sense the heartbeat of God. We can put our head on our pillow, and our pillow is the heart of God. And that is where John the Beloved always had his head, upon the breastplate of Jesus, hearing the heartbeats of love. Amen. When we arise to run the race, to run back to the heart of the Father, back to where we come from, only then will the heart of God be stimulated in the remembrance of His mercy. He will remember us for His mercy's sake, and He will not remember the sins of our youth, just as the father of this prodigal son did not remember any of the sins of his youth. And so it is with our Father, who will see us running from afar off, running back home, and this sight will quicken his heart, will quicken the speed of love to run faster, to run toward us, and bring us the capstone of love. And this capstone of love will fall upon us, upon our necks. And this is what we continue to read in Luke chapter 15, verse 20. As the prodigal son arose and came to his father, but when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Amen. This is the perfect kiss we are groaning for. This is the kiss of charity, when the capstone of love will fall upon our necks and kiss us. It's an eternal kiss that will not fade away. Our hearts race at this thought. When we think upon these things, upon the beautiful things, our hearts will get stronger to run the race. We will exercise the muscle of our hearts, and we will have more endurance. I pray the Lord will continue to give us the speed of His love, to be able to run and to burn more for His coming, to burn more for every seed to come back home. Amen. And may the speed of our heartbeats be faster as we prepare to encounter Him face to face. And that thought alone should speed up the race. If you ever feel weary in the race, if you feel tired and exhausted to run further, and as if your speed is slowing down, here we must call upon God. And His number to call on is easy to memorize. We just need to dial the number 333. And that's what we read in Jeremiah 33, verse 3. It says, "Call on to me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you know not." Amen. So let us call on to Him. For when He shows us great and mighty things that we know not of, then will our hearts begin to burn again for His appearing. Only when the Lord Jesus expounded to them the scriptures, beginning from Moses and to all the prophets, that is when their hearts began to burn within them. So let us call unto the Lord, that He might show us great and mighty things, hidden manna within His word. Amen. His word is greater than all things. It's giving us life. It's giving us the ability to continue in this race. Let us continue, and not out of excitement or out of an emotion, but out of the abundance of truth and of peace that He is revealing unto us. And that's what Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 6 tells us. "Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth." Amen. Only when He reveals this abundance will the voice of joy be heard in the bride of Christ. Our spiritual heartbeat will then speak the abundance of the heart of God. We'll speak the love. We'll speak the grace. And we'll speak true wisdom, which will give us the increase. We will run better. We will run faster with more patience, with more gladness at the sound of his truth, at the sound of the bridegroom's voice. And Jeremiah 33 verse 11 continues to say, the voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the voice of them that shall say, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Amen. Truly, his mercy endures forever, but his anger is only for a moment. And we know that we stir up the Lord's anger when we grieve the Spirit of God. But that anger only endures for a moment. It is his mercy that endures forever. And that's what we read in the book of Psalms, chapter 30, verse 5. It says, for his anger endures only a moment, and his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Amen. Our joy cometh. Let's praise the Lord of hosts for the voice of joy that we have heard in his word. We have heard great things, and we shall hear greater things. We shall see greater things. We shall do greater things. That's what Jesus told Nathanael, that greater things shall he see. Amen. When Jesus said to Nathanael that he saw him under the fig tree, this made Nathanael to believe. And Jesus saw Nathanael's heart. He saw Nathanael seated under the fig tree, seated under the word of God, meditating upon the word of God, upon the law. And he saw a man whose heart was after his heart, a man whose heart was after the word. And Jesus saw it from afar off. He saw that Nathanael had a deep desire to know more of the word. He was calling upon God to see great things. And he did see something great. But Jesus told him, greater things will he see. Amen. When Jesus saw that Nathanael had a desire to draw near to God, that is when our Lord Jesus drew near to Nathanael, so near that he came face to face with him. And Nathanael saw greatness. He saw and believed that he was the Son of God. And when our heart is after the heart of God, we will believe and we will see greatness. Look at the man from Ethiopia who was in his chariot. And we read that in Acts chapter 8 from verse 27. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under the Queen Candace of Ethiopia, who had the charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem to worship. This Ethiopian man had all the worldly treasure of the queen, and he had great authority. But God saw his heart, that it was not set on these things. His heart was after the word of God, which is the real treasure. And God saw that from afar off. And he told Philip, who was given the speed of love, to draw near unto this Ethiopian man. And as James tells us, draw near unto God, and he will draw near unto you. And that is what we see when we continue reading what happened. In verse 28, this Ethiopian was returning and sitting in his chariot, reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near. Amen. The Spirit told Philip to go near and join thyself to this chariot. God sent Philip faster than the speed of light. And this enlightened the man. This eunuch saw the greatness of God. He saw the truth of what Isaiah the prophet was speaking. For his heart was calling upon God for more understanding. The speed of love was in the scene and manifested in mighty ways like never before. Philip was as lightning going from one place to another place under heaven. And that eunuch saw the speed of love with his own eyes. Amen. Let us end here, my brothers and sisters, with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word that is near unto us. Truly, our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. You are so near when we draw near to you, and you see it from afar off. As the parable that was spoken of the prodigal son, when he drew near, the father drew near unto him, and he ran with that speed of love. He ran toward him and fell upon his neck and kissed him the greatest kiss of love. O Lord, this is our desire, that you kiss us and you embrace us with your arms of mercy. Your mercy is forever. Your anger is for a moment, but remember us, Lord, for your mercy's sake. And see if there is any more wicked way in our hearts, and remove these things, and keep the things that will remain. We ask that you continue this speed of love. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. We will finish this series tomorrow, God willing. And may the Lord bless you this day.